WRDY-409 mobile. WRDY-409 WRKU-327 stationary. Well, that was a quick response. How you doing, brother?
I'm just fine. I just was sat down to the computer to look something up and have the radio right here because the shack is in the kitchen by the kitchen computer. So everything's all connected right there. Did you know that Kimber's going, I think she's going to perform today at a little tiny house concert.
Yeah, I just got an email from her talking about the net and stuff where she's going to, her and her band or something's going to do something. I didn't read the whole thing because I was just out the door. I'm going to Jim 787's house for doing a little testing on some VTEC Pro GMRS radios for Amron.
Oh, cool. Yeah, tell Jim hi for me. I haven't seen him in a long time. Yeah, the Kimber's thing is, there's a this really strange, wonderful little venue. It's at a house pretty close to All Sports Park, you know, down there by at the end of Lower River where it turns into Lincoln. And it's a kind of a old-timey musician guy that there was an old barn that was nearby on a piece of property, and it got moved. The barn got moved twice. And he wound up turning it into a little concert hall at his house, and he has concerts. I've played there before. It's actually a pretty good he calls it Old Barney's, kind of a play on words. So 3 o'clock, Kimber will be playing there with her band, which I've never heard before. Can't wait to hear it.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun, huh? Yeah, you just hire 100 Amish people, they'll move anything for you.
Yeah, really? No, they'll build the barn for you. I don't know if they'll move it. Eh, maybe. I met the guy that moved it twice, and he's there. He's an Illinois Valley guy, and I was pretty impressed. It's like, wow, that's really cool. There were some pictures of it being moved. Yeah, moving buildings, I think, is fascinating.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on with that, yeah. There's a lot of stuff that's fascinating like that. But haven't you ever seen those pictures of the Amish, how they move those barns? Yeah, they all do it by hand. They just get like 100 guys, and they every 2 or 3 feet, and they just pick up the floor joist or whatever it is, and or they create these other supports, and they just walk a barn to another piece of property.
Nope, never saw that. I knew they had the barn raising, you know, where they all get together and build one. And not using any power tools, you know, augers and probably mortise and tenon joints and lots of dowels, that sort of thing. Pretty fascinating. Anyway, no, I haven't seen it. I'll have to look for that. Anyway, how's everything else going? Everything going smooth?
Yeah, everything's going great. Mama's doing good. She's in the house cleaning. We invited our adopted mom from across the street that lost her husband and son all within a year, like 2 years ago, over for Mother's Day. And so I'm going to barbecue some of my chicken, and Cindy's making them, I think, some potatoes, onion soup, potato, fried potato mix, whatever. It's really good. Just going to test the radios, but yeah, everything is going really good. If I can get time to work out, it'd be better. I've been so busy, it's driving me crazy.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Well, shoot, have a marvelous day. I had to call my mom. and I can't. Anyway, so she's down in Orange County, and then I'll be kind of off for the day, I guess you could say. Anyway, it was good chatting with you, and I'll one of these days. Let me know when you run out of kimchi. That wasn't as hot as most of the previous batches, was it? The flavor was probably there, but I don't think it had the spice that you appreciate.
Well, nothing out of the spice I appreciate. No, but the flavor was, it seemed like it was more melted than the other batches, so the flavor was fantastic. So yeah, you call your, that's right, you have your adopted mom too. So give her a call, tell her I said happy Mother's Day too, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
Will do. Yeah, she's my stepmom, but I call her mom. And she's been that way since I was probably about, I don't know, 12, 10, 12, 13, something like that. So, and she was born on my birthday. Or let me rephrase that. I was born on her birthday. So we share the same birthday, so I always know how old she is. Because she's exactly 20 years older than me. And so she's going to have her birthday in about a month. And she'll turn 86. So she's... But very vivacious, you know, just very healthy, and seems to be mentally all there too, which is kind of nice. But anyway, I'll chat with you later. WRKU327 base clear on yours.
All right, brother. Yeah, I met her. Remember? Yeah, I remember being there. At least I think I did. Okay, have a great day. WRDY 409.